Going into June, lakes and reservoirs up north were in serious trouble, and many still are. But one of the wettest Junes on record has helped bring some of the water levels up, particularly in reservoirs managed by Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company. Vice President of Operations Sam Morgan says the rains have made a noticeable difference.
Rainbow Reservoir, which is outside of Lake Tomahawk, went into June 16 feet below full, believe it or not, which is a lot for a lake to be down that's only about 30 feet deep, to be down 16 feet. Thanks to the June rain, it's now popped up 5 feet.
Wisconsin Valley Improvement manages the water flow on 5 large reservoirs and 16 smaller lakes, all connected to the Wisconsin River system. Morgan says the higher water levels mean the company can postpone its summer drawdown of the reservoirs until later this month.
Now that we've had all this rain in June, we've probably prolonged the need to have to let any water out of the Big O Plain until at least the middle of July, and that's only if it stays dry.
Many dry stretches of the Wisconsin River were back to normal levels this week, but Morgan warns that without more rain, it won't last.
It's back to normal, but I would caution people that's temporary. You get some rain, the river flows come up for about 3 or 4 days, and then the effect of the drought takes over, and the effect of the low groundwater takes over, and the dry soil takes over, and river flows drop just as fast as they go up.
The June rain has also helped many parched northern lakes that are fed by streams and tributaries, but it has had little or no effect on lakes that depend on groundwater seepage. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.